Hey, VoiceTube friends. Today we're looking at a fascinating question. That is, why do so many people want to be writers? The video makes an interesting argument, saying that people want to write because they're lonely. But is that really the case? Hold that thought while we dive into our sentence of the day. Reasons for wanting to write are multiple, of course, but the structurally simplest option may also be the most pervasive. We write because there is no one in the vicinity who will listen. Well, that's depressing, but let's go over our sentence one more time. Reasons for wanting to write are multiple, of course, but the structurally simplest option may also be the most pervasive. We write because there is no one in the vicinity who will listen. 当然，想成为作家的理由千百种，但从结构上来说，最直接了当的原因可能是因为我们身边没有人愿意倾听。在我们回到句子之前，我们先看几个 pronunciation tips。我们第一个 pronunciation tip 是 multiple， 我们重音是放在最前面的 m， 然后 i 发的音，所以是 multiple。好，那我们第二个发音重点是 structurally。好，那这边这个句子里面我们有看到一个冒号，那冒号的时候就要停顿一下，因为冒号后面接的东西就是要阐述，就是更深入的阐述一个论点或是举例之类的，所以通常都会停顿下来去加强语气，让他们就注意到接下来要讲的东西，所以要在冒号这边要记得要停顿。那我们再回到我们的句子。Reasons for wanting to write are multiple, of course, but the structurally simplest option may also be the most pervasive. We write because there is no one in the vicinity who will listen.好，那我们现在进入我们的 vocabulary。我们第一个 vocabulary 是 structurally。那 structurally 这边是一个 adverb， 它的意思是结构上的。那这边有一个例句 ：This essay is structurally sound, but it needs more work in terms of specificity。这篇作文在结构上来说很扎实，但在细节的部分需要再修饰。好，那我们第二个 vocabulary 是 pervasive。 pervasive 是一个 adjective， 那它的意思是充斥各处的、弥漫的或是遍布的。那这边有一个例句 Due to the construction, the smell of wall paint is pervasive within the entire building. 由于施工的因素，油漆的味道充斥着整栋楼。对，所以通常 pervasive 就是有一点侵入性的感觉。好，那我们最后一个 vocabulary 是 vicinity。 那 vicinity 是一个 noun， 它的意思是周围地区或是邻近地区或是附近的意思。那这边有一个例句 No one in Edna's vicinity understands the workings of fashion, which is why people come to her for advice。Edna 的身边没有人有时尚的知识背景，因此大家都会向她请教相关事宜。Alrighty, so what do you think? Are there any other reasons why people might want to write? Well, here are a few. Some people write to process the world around them, so places, people, and events. Others write to experience what it's like to be in someone else's shoes.And many sometimes write to convey values or messages that are often timeless and universal. And most of the time, all of the above. Not necessarily because they're lonely, but because it's easier to get a point across or more accessible in a creative sort of way. So that's another way to look at it. So write if it pleases you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And lastly, don't forget to leave your recordings and comments. See you next time. Bye!